Station 311. How you doing today? I haven't heard from you at all.
No, I've been busy with other things. It's been pretty quiet for sure. Hey, I'm out in like West Bloomfield area, Mobile. I'm not normally out here, so this is kind of the first time I've tried reaching from here on this crazy pier. How are you copying me here?
You're doing excellent, but the repeater got a little bit of interference, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. Whoever is telling you anything, don't believe them. You're doing good. I know that repeater just like that. I don't know why in the daytime it does that sometime. Not all the time, but sometime it does that. Roger.
Yep, gotcha. I'm here like at 14 mile in Drake right now, so I haven't looked at the map to see like how far I am from the 625 repeater. But good to know. I was trying to think, because my daughter used to live here at this condo. She's been out of there for about a year. My son has just moved into it. Because I got in the truck and turned my radio on, I'm like, wait, I can hear you guys. So why couldn't I hear it when Brooke lived here? It's because I wasn't on the radio at all back then. That would explain it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that 625 is always, it's built like that a long time ago, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. And I have a sister who lived there in West Bloomfield, and she gets on that 625. She said that's the best repeater for her out that way. Roger.
Good deal. So now if they'll hook my son up with a radio, you know, at the condo, so at least he'll be able to chat a bit. That's good to know.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's okay there, really. It just make sure it's just free and clear. I mean, and you know, in the summertime you get these trees with the leaves and all that, so it's gonna be maybe a little bit tough for her. But it's, you know, get to the hot spot there, then you'll be okay with no problem. Also, she can try, maybe she can reach that Flint repeater, that 725 Flint repeater. Roger.
You're thinking from down here, 14 mile, be able to reach the Flint repeater? Is that right?
I'm not saying 100%, but it could be. Sometime I go there to West Bloomfield and I try that. Sometime it goes through and sometime doesn't go through.
Okay, I'll give it a try next time I'm over here, probably later in the week, and kind of run through the channels and see what's alive over here. As of now, he probably only have a handheld, so I'll probably have to do a whirl as well and see what happens.
See, now I know you're driving, so there's no problem at all. I know you are driving right now. Anyhow, when you get a handheld, just make sure that you tell her, you know, hold your handheld straight up in the air and talk. That will be the best bet. Roger.
Yes, sir, that is some good advice for sure. Okay, Jack, thanks for answering, and I'll let you go, and I'll get back to driving with two hands. I drive a standard transmission, so it's kind of interesting when I have a microphone in my hand and red lights in traffic. I probably get a few people's attention. Roger.
Sound excellent right now. That noise went up, went down a little bit, anyhow, because you're driving. So you might be hitting just the open space there. And that's all I can tell you. Anyhow, you have a good day. You drive easy. Take care. WIUG 48.
Jack, enjoy. enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you again. WSBS 311. Oh, yeah. Go Lions.